Hey guys, I got a very special announcement. We are going to be doing a dating app profile makeover on the April 14th J-Train podcast. To enter for your chance to get made over, a $50 value, because that's how much it is on Patreon, you can send it in to jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Send in your full profile with what your dating issues are, and if your profile is chosen, we'll give it a makeover on April 14th. So submission time starts now. Send in your dating profile to jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. And on April 14th, we'll choose one lucky listener to get their profile made over live on the J Train podcast. That's a $50 value when you sign up on Patreon. So one lucky winner, April 14th. Submission starts now. Hello, and welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train Jared Fried coming to you live from Koreatown, New York City. That's right, we're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. And you might be, that's right, the crowd here at Virtual Comedy Network is on fire. Hot as hell in here.
Yep.
Gorgeous people waiting in line all day. And I'm looking at you, YouTube. Hey, YouTube. Get
Hello?
Yourself subscribed on YouTube. Where are you, YouTube? Bring your ass to YouTube. You all have an account. It's attached to your Gmail. Go subscribe on YouTube. I make funny faces. We'd like to sell ads on it. We need more subscribers. It really costs you nothing to subscribe on YouTube right now. Right now. Tuesday and Friday, every episode of the J Train Podcast. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. It's a Tuesday episode. Shelby, how are you?
Unbelievable.
A lot of children here today. You're what?
Just unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Happy St. Patrick's Day. No, we're past that. Happy 24th of March.
Flag Day.
Flag Day.
Should be.
A drop for that. Do you have a flag?
Uh-oh. Guest chiming in early.
Oh. We got to make sure we stay. Look, Shelby, what's been going on in your life?
So much fun stuff.
You sound excited.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's good. Everything's well. Mm-hmm. You're feeling okay?
Feeling okay health-wise. Financially, no.
No?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way that people can help? Is there any...
Prayer.
That's the art of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Investment in prayer.
Lighting candles.
A candle. A Yahrzeit candle. That's the death candle.
Light them up.
Light that one for mm-hmm. the death of... Shelby's poredom.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get him rolling in the dough.
I'm in serfdom.
Serfdom, yes. Mm-hmm. A indentured servitude.
Mm-hmm.
Shelby, we're pumped to... you always bring up the energy of this show right from the beginning. I'm happy.
Feel it, live it, love it.
Own it. That's the key here. If you're out there and you are in the New York City area, I'm going to be at Gotham Comedy Club. And I'm going to tell you right now, the shows are about to sell out. Ring that bell, Shelby. That's right. That's me on the beach,
mm-hmm.
sipping from a coconut.
The Rockaways.
And the Rockaways, that's right. So, New York City, Gotham, April 17th and 18th. Get those tickets now. Then I'm coming to Providence, and then I'm coming to Long Island. Comics, Mohegan Sun, Dallas, D.C., Philly. Get on topic. Get involved. Very excited about today's guest. An OKP to the show.
We can all breathe a sigh of relief. It's a guest we've heard before.
Mike Fenoya, thank you for coming back.
Thank you for having me, buddy. It's good
What's
to be here.
What's happening, buddy?
It's fucking staying alive, dude. That's it.
Staying alive.
Staying alive. Not looking anybody in the eyes.
No?
No.
Are you afraid? Are you a scared corona? Or are you a okay corona?
I'm okay, but I'm cautiously, you know, realistic.
Would you be as cautious with the flu?
Yes.
I think you get everyone, worried every flu season?
I don't get worried. Just know everyone's disgusting. Every living thing is a piece of shit.
Yeah, that's true. Especially in this city.
Yeah.
There's people licking a flower. Like, if there a flower grows, somebody gets on the ground and licks it to make sure that they get their spit on it.
I'm going to tell you that I saw, coming from Queens, my wife and I are on the train, we saw a young woman eat a hard-boiled egg.
Okay. This is mid coronavirus hysteria.
Early.
She's eating an open hard boiled egg.
Cracking it with her like this.
There's been a lot of additions to the hard boiled egg food sector.
Oh, like pre wrapping it, like cracking it home, bagging it, and then eating it like. Is that what you're talking about? No.
You can go into a store.
Pret has those human meal pods.
Yep.
With the spinach shit.
You can get human. A packaged hard-boiled egg. The two food segments I never saw coming was the packaged hard-boiled egg segment, which at airports, you can pick up a pack of two that you can also then dip in like a fucking, what was those old snacks growing up? Like a Dunkaroo dipper.
You just had sugar water that
you
was in
the. You can dip them. So you can literally take, you buy a hard boiled, it's two hard boiled eggs that comes with everything but the bagel seasoning on the side.
Yeah,
and you can just sit there and dip an egg.
I've joked about with my friends that it's something like what an alien would order.
Yeah.
Like, I will take some human food.
Yeah, popping some eggs.
And nothing is worse than hearing someone eat. And this girl was just dry mouth smacking that cooked yolk.
Well, hold on. So this wasn't the packaged version that I'm talking about.
No, she took an actual egg out of her pocket.
This person boiled an egg.
Brought it with
put
her.
Put in their pocket.
Yep.
Started flicking at the shell.
Flicking and
the
turning.
Shell.
So you know she's done it before. Mm. You know, like when I crack an egg, I don't know. When I hard boil an egg, I put it on the table and roll it.
Yep.
Boom.
I don't.
She's cracking it, turning it. Ugh. Takes the whole top off. Eats it. You can hear, which makes me fucking crazy. It's the reverse of ASMR or whatever. If I hear someone chewing. Well, I want to fucking put my head through a wall.
Mysophobia.
And then,
is that what it's called? Mysophobia?
I'm pretty sure.
I have my girlfriend sometimes, I'll think she's sleeping and I'll come to the bed with a popsicle. I love a bedtime popsicle.
Sure.
And I'll just, and she, and I think she's sleeping hard enough. So I'll be like.
See just the sound of that right now.
Yeah, I'm just like sucking on this popsicle. And she's like, that is like nails on a chalkboard. She hates it so much.
The American people are tired of women.
You're right, Bernie.
Burn. And then, to boot, Jared, she's done with the egg. She puts it in her pocket.
Back in her pocket.
What's the worst thing?
What do you
mean? The shell. She takes the shell and just...
See, at that point, I'm on board with her throwing it like
she might as well just throw it in my mouth. She might as well just rub it in my
eyes. Get rid of the tray. You throw it in the ground. That's biodegradable.
On the subway.
Yeah, just get. I mean, your pocket. That's crazy.
She's a complete awful piece of shit. This person. Then, and I'm telling you, hand to God. What's the worst thing she could do after that? All right, she's done with the egg.
She eats the egg. She puts the shell in her pocket. That to me is the worst thing you could ever do.
She starts clipping her nails. She started clipping her fucking nails.
It is. I don't know.
Underneath the East River.
So at this point, it's weird that she's so okay. It's weird that you have an issue with throwing the shell of an egg on a ground, but not
they're
the toenail
flying everywhere.
Clippers.
They're flying everywhere. And you know, some people, I've seen people who can clip their
nails. Is she homeless? Is she without home?
No, God, no. Lululemon bag next to her. I mean, this is fucking, Long
she's
Island
body.
City.
She'd be on the cover of newspapers in Japan. Like,
oh, really?
Their subway is immaculate.
Oh, okay. But, so this is a purely American thing.
Drove me fucking crazy. Absolutely.
So I never saw the egg coming, and here's the second.
Get her out!
Segment.
Get her out! Get,
you're right, Mr. President. here's the second segment. The packaged pickle industry has come a long way.
And I'm a huge pickle guy. I don't want a single pickle in a bag at an airport.
Yeah, I see
running
that.
Through the house with the pickle in my mouth.
That pickle. What was that?
Running through the house with the pickle in my mouth.
Yeah, that's right. It is, and it's not a small pickle. It's not a spear. It's a big old pickle.
Yeah, it's one of those cheater wiffle bats.
Huge
fucking thick
pickle.
Red one. Yeah.
Yeah, it is
in
like
a bag, and then you're just stuck with a wet bag. When
yeah,
you're
the
done.
Bag's full of the juice.
I hate
and
it.
Sometimes they have now they have the pickle chips. So you just buy a bag of pickle chips, put in your hand in the water and shit.
It's, yeah, it's gross.
Never saw that food segment coming.
Eggs and pickles should not be eaten in public.
So you could get both at the airport.
Pickles, eggs, every cereal is candied flavor now.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, but that's
insane.
Like...
Oh, that's all nostalgia-based.
What is going on?
But so I want
I mean, cereal
cups.
Growing up was all marshmallows and fucking cinnamon and
yeah,
shit,
Yeah, but
you know?
The first entree into this was Reese's cereal.
That's,
we thought that was the
this
egg.
Is our peak, and now yeah. It's like Sour Patch Kids Extreme.
I saw Sour Patch Kids cereal, and I thought, meth addicts kid is eating this?
I bet a lot of them.
That was my first thought.
I bet a lot of them, most of the middle of the country.
Mike Fenoya is here, at Mike Fenoya on Instagram. Let me spell that last name for you, but it's on my Instagram right now, Finoia. He's going to be in Brea.
Yeah,
That's where is that in California?
It's like right outside LA, about an hour east of LA. I'm going to be out in LA for a week, but I'm going to be headlining Brea Improv.
Brea Improv, April 8th. Go, go, go. MikeFenoya.com. He's tagged up on my Instagram. He's got a podcast called Amigos Pod that comes out every Friday. But we want to talk about your other podcasts. What I love about the podcast universe is, and I've been here now a while.
I've
been here a long time in the podcast game.
Yep, you've seen a lot of changes.
I've seen changes, and what's going on now is now we're getting like the mini series podcast, which I think is the next very interesting territory for the podcast game to be in, and you are. Front and center,
yep.
It's called Still Chasing.
Yes.
And it's a series on Spotify called Still Chasing. So if you're on Spotify, which a lot of our listeners are, Still Chasing, hosted by you. You're the host.
Yes,
and
I am.
Explain this podcast. Give the 1 minute.
All right. So I'm fascinated by fanatics, people who are, whether it's MMA, tattoos, music, you name it, WWF. If you're a diehard,
You see someone with a full body of tattoos and you go, I got to talk to that guy?
Yeah, that interests me because you're that invested in it. People, sure. When you go on a date and you go, what kind of music do you like? And a girl goes, I like whatever's on. I have a hard time getting along with you.
Okay, that's me.
I know. But somehow you and I have figured out a way to get
around this issue.
Yeah, totally.
I hear, I'm like, yeah, whatever fits my ear. Yeah,
you listen to like H&M music.
Me? Yeah. I love like top 40s.
I love that's a category.
H&M.
Yeah,
they
totally.
Play in the dress room at H&M.
Yeah, that's the playlist I put on my iTunes.
I've been following the band Fish for 25 years.
Now, I know this about you. You follow the Fish. So you go to, how many Fish shows do you go to a year?
Okay, so 2019, I went to 26 shows.
26 shows.
Yeah. I love that you have that just cued. It's
ready
phenomenal. Yeah.
26 shows.
Just
is
last
that...
year. 25, 26, something like that. Yeah. I can't think like right
all
offhand.
All weekends, weekdays?
No,
when does
I
that
did
happen?
Like, I mean, I was working on this project, so I went to more than, you know, normal.
Mm-hmm.
But really what I did was I went out, interviewing people, talking about why we do what we do. Why are we like, what are we chasing? We're chasing moments provided by this band that just brings us happiness. Just like someone who maybe goes to an MMA gym or goes to a S&M fucking, you know.
They're just trying
We're
to
chasing,
get that high.
Yeah, man. And that's the thing that I've been doing is 25 years seeing this band. And it's brought me on a lot of crazy, wild experiences. Interviewing Ken Kesey, who wrote One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Okay.
I have the final interview of his life. And I met him at a Fish concert. And only that would have happened if I went to the shows. You know what I mean? So part of that interview that's never been heard is in this series.
So... this series, what is it? What
start to finish, my life following Fish, and I interview.
For a year.
No, for 25 years. But so it starts in, I don't want to give too much away, but it like starts in Vegas.
Okay.
And I'm doing the cellar. And a Star Trek convention just starts in my hotel.
Okay.
And that's what breaks my writer's block on how to get started on this. And I'm like, these people are just like me. They just like a TV show from the 60s.
Fish did have that. So I went to my first ever Fish show.
Uh-huh.
My girlfriend's a big fan. And
oh, that's cool.
Huge fan.
Nice.
So, and
it's like
she knows
fucking dating someone with a disease, dude.
All the songs.
Get her
Grateful
out.
Dead.
Get her out.
Yeah, yeah, she's diseased.
Yep.
So we went to...
she's down with disease.
Yeah. She took me to the New Year's. Was it New Year's? When did we? No, it was like the Christmas.
Christmas.
New, no,
yeah,
New
yeah.
Year's. They don't do Christmas. New Year's Eve at the Garden?
They were at the Garden.
28, 29, 30, 31
that's
they play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We went to the Sunday show.
Sunday was the 29th, I think.
And my guitar gently weeps was the...
Oh, yeah. So wait, what night was that? I think that was the
Sunday
second night
show.
Second night, yeah.
I had a great time. It was very much, you could tell, like, it is their Star Trek convention. Like, people have a connection to it that is, you know, the only people, and I always have this theory about, like, Dave Matthews fans. It's not the people will talk shit on the most wild example of the fans.
Yeah,
it's
totally.
It's not the band.
No, like, it's not. Not at all. And it's funny that, like, everyone compares it to the Dead. It doesn't sound like the Dead at all.
Oh, yeah.
Really.
I think it's just more the culture.
Yeah, and you know what it is? They've nailed the whole, like, art of capitalizing off of the fear of missing out.
Mm-hmm.
Know what I mean? And thinking
yeah,
about this
and that's
for
a new
a year,
thing.
It's like for, if they do 15 shows, they don't repeat a song.
Yeah.
Somehow they have a way of going through the whole, and it's like you want to go to each show and collect each song.
Well, that was the most interesting part. There was a guy behind us that kept like yelling, like, "Play Tony's song! Play Tony's song! I've been to 30 concerts! Please!
Yeah,
I deserve it!" And I'm like, "Oh, just play Tony's song and shut this kid up." Like, yeah. I did.
Yeah, you can get him out.
Yeah, get him out, right? I enjoyed it. They are... I think it's very dismissive. A lot of people will be like, "Oh, they're like a
hippie noodly jam band."
Jam band yeah, yeah.
Shit.
But
yeah.
I think that's dismissive of their talent.
Yeah. Like, oh God. Yeah. Absolutely.
I think to me, you know, the difference, and I would love to hear your opinion, is to me it was like the difference between like Wanda Sykes and Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
I want to see Dave Chappelle at the cellar in a basement, just going
totally. Yeah.
I want to see Chappelle show up on a show and do the three-hour show.
Yeah, it's new joke night.
I want to see Wanda Sykes special.
Yep.
You know, I want to see the put-together album from Wanda Sykes. I don't need that from Dave Chappelle. I need, you know, the special from Dave Chappelle isn't as fun to me
right.
as when I see him at the Comedy Cellar and he just opens up the paper and starts talking through the news.
Absolutely.
And I'm saying not everyone gets that experience that I've got.
Mm-hmm.
So not every, and that's the same with what
Fish.
I saw from Fish.
You hit
it was
the nail
like,
on the head. You nailed it perfectly. That like, I'm not going, I like that it's perfectly imperfect.
Yeah.
I like that it's a work in progress and they're going to play a song one way one night and not play it the same the other night. And some nights are going to fucking suck. But
yeah.
Some nights I have a moment where like, it just gets me to where, you know.
And because I didn't.
And it just, what if for me, it's just, it silences the fucking critic. It's just a place where I could go not be anxious.
Get out of your own head.
I'm out of my own head. I'm not in comedy.
Yeah.
I'm not in my family. It's just me and 18,000 people having a fucking blast together.
And
no politics, no bullshit. It's just
funny
fun.
That I, like, you know, I referenced the show by referencing the song that they didn't write. And
yeah.
That's what.
Oh, was, yeah, true,
because,
true.
So I, and that's kind of how everyone there, what was interesting, the song that I enjoyed hearing most. Is that what it's called? My guitar. Gently
well, my guitar. The Beatles song.
The Beatles song.
Yeah,
when
which
I
they
heard
haven't played
that,
in forever.
I go, this is fucking amazing. It's cool to hear their version of it.
Right.
But it was also the best part of the fans' nights, too.
Yeah, because so, that was what we would call a bust out. Meaning, like, they haven't done it in forever. No one was expecting it.
Yeah.
There's certain stuff where it's like, if you know it well enough.
But I remember when Adam, what's his name? He was on American Idol. I'm going to compare.
You're going to compare Fish to
American Idol. Adam.
Levine.
Not Levine.
No, that's the Maroon 5 guy.
Not
right?
Ferrara. He's a guest that we've had.
Sparkles. Adam.
Adam
Devine.
I know who you're talking about.
Adam Sparkles.
Adam,
that's close.
Is this the dude that ended up singing with Queen?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't remember his last name either.
Adam Lambert.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. When Adam Lambert went on American Idol, I was a big fan of America. I go back with American Idol. I got out. When Simon left, I left.
Yeah, I watched it a while back. Carrie Underwood years.
Sure. When Simon left the reality show, and that's when I left. But Adam Lambert became known and famous on the show and ended up winning the show because he would take his take on all these songs. And
right.
You'd never seen anything like that before. Every week he came out with a new take on every song you've ever heard. And you're going, oh my God, I want to see what he does next. That was kind of the most exciting part to me about the Fish Show.
Totally. And I think that every show they take on a take of their own song. Like there's the part, the chorus, the bars, the, you know, and then they go off on some weird shit. And every single time is different.
And then the lights are a part of it too.
It's the fifth member of the band. Everybody that I bring to a first show, who I hate bringing people to their first show.
My whole thing was I don't want to be annoying to Jess because she cares so much about it. So I'm just sitting there like taking it all in. The only people that sucked to me were the old Fish fans because these old
people. You said that. Yeah.
I was in line for a beer and they're like, and then someone would walk by smelling like weed. And it's like, weed's legalized. They're going, oh, someone's having a good time.
Yeah,
it's like,
there's a lot of
shut the fuck up, grandma. It's legal.
There's a lot of knobs at the shows. But you know what's fucked up about bringing people to their first show is like, that would be like me sitting down with you.
Yeah.
And I'm showing you episode 8 of season 6 of my favorite show.
Yeah.
And I have to stop every 2 seconds and be like, well, this character used to be this.
Sure. You're walking in midway through.
Exactly. And it's like, at this point, it's like just, and you know, I bring my wife to shows. She comes now. She likes it, but she doesn't love it. She does it more supporting me.
Sure.
But we don't talk about it. Yeah, totally.
I think everyone should go listen to your podcast because
it's
cool to hear passionate people speak knowledgeably instead of hearing, oh, they're this or that. You know, you hear the hype. This is no hype.
No, it's not. And it's not gratuitous. I interview like a professor about like the science of being like a fanatic fan.
Mm-hmm.
I interview a bunch of historians and shit. Like the lyricist from the band Fish, I interview him.
So
there's
go
a lot
check
of great
out
stuff in there.
Still Chasing. It's on Spotify right now.
Yeah.
It's called Still Chasing at Mike Fenoya on Instagram. He's got shows. Go to MikeFenoya.com, Brea Improv. Go, April 8th. Let's do some emails. You ready?
I fucking love this, dude.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
He's just out of my league.
Ooh. All right.
I'm such a huge fan that I forced my parents to go with me to one of your stand-up shows with Michelle Wolf when we were on vacation. Now my dad won't stop tweeting at you. Oh, that's cool. Feathers from the whole family, I guess. The audience is moved. Anyways, I've been on 2 dates with this guy I met on Hinge. We got along super well and had a lot of fun on both dates. We come from similar Jewish families, went to rival small liberal arts colleges, so we have a lot of material to joke about. After our second date, walking around the city drinking cans of wine, real gentleman.
Already?
Let's kids do a hobo on a second date.
I want to know what the first date was that you got that comfortable for date two.
Hey, like I just imagine bringing that up. Like you can make it sound romantic. Why don't we walk around the city?
Cans of wine. Maybe a little bit of pickles in a bag.
bagged pickles.
You bring the eggs.
I'll bring the everything but the bagel seasoning.
Here's an idea. We'll go to LaGuardia.
We'll hang at TSA Pre and we'll watch the people walk by.
We'll laugh at Clear.
Yeah. It's like I do understand the cuteness of that date.
Yeah.
It is funny that date cuteness is only as cute as the guy.
And how he presented it.
An ugly guy could never go, hey. You
just got two warm cans of wine and like a North Face jacket.
Yo, I got this canned rosé if you want to like fucking walk around Times Square.
I got IPA and a can of wine.
Yeah,
what do you want?
That date goes from cute and fun to talk about to really sad very quickly.
Oh, yeah, totally. Absolutely.
Hey, do you want to walk around Manhattan? while drinking some Chablis from a wine, canned wine company that I found out on Long Island. Like, that's the nice way to say it.
Yeah, you're either like, you're either like naming dogs through the window of a pet store or talking to him about like brain zaps coming off Lexapro. Like, exactly. There's no in between.
Hey, do you want to go walk through Times Square and
pick up my lost
pieces? My friend surfboard while we sip on from bags?
Yeah, right.
Like, it is a very, so anyways, after our second date walking around the city drinking cans of wine, we went back to his place to watch Love is Blind. This is also an underratedly cheap date. He spent $20. I just imagine him looking at his wallet going, fuck.
Yeah, what do I do here?
Oh, what do I do? Okay, here's how I'll play it. Hey, want to go walk around Manhattan? Like, the minute you call it Manhattan,
yeah,
is the minute you're being like,
this
you're
such
checking
an
her.
Artisan, crafty, fucking cheap date.
Hey, I was just thinking. You know, I've always wanted to, like, walk around the city.
Yeah, maybe like, what would be refreshing would be, like, a can of Prosecco.
That'd be, you know, and then we can people watch. And
A.K.A. spend no money.
We'll go to this, like, really cool, we'll go to Joe's Pizza. And, like,
I can
you
explain
could,
this.
What's that?
I can explain this.
Go for it.
Dudes Rock.
Dudes Rock.
Mm-hmm.
This is a dude.
Dudes
we
Rock.
We need.
The Dudes Rock mindset.
I gotta say, Shelby, you bring up a great point. We need a drop. Mm-hmm. We need a guitar riff for when dudes rock.
Yeah,
because this is a dudes rock moment.
Yeah, totally.
Because
this is like a,
this is taking $20 and stretching it into a blowjob.
Well, oh yeah, totally. And you know what else too is you don't know if like the day before his buddy was he went to his buddy. He's like, I don't, I have no money, but I got to get with this chick. He's like, bro, I'll tell you what to do. The sage that's sitting at home microdosing mushrooms.
Yeah,
he's
got
like, I'll
an
tell
idea,
you what
man.
To do. It comes out of his meditation.
Yeah, and you just
box
use word, certain words to get a girl sold on it. So I'm thinking,
walk around.
We should walk around. Let's go on like an adventure.
Yeah, let's go city exploring.
Let's go exploring the city on an adventure through the West Village. You go to a nice neighborhood.
Yeah, totally.
You go to a nice neighborhood, like up here, even though it's free to walk around any neighborhood.
Yeah, let's traverse 78. Let's
traverse the West Village and go on an adventure. And I'll bring the wine.
Yeah, let's hand carry and our refreshments.
Yeah, we'll go handheld. I got the eco-friendly brown paper bags.
Yeah, we'll shut off our devices.
We'll shut off our devices. We'll get away from it. We'll do some people watching. Like, there's girls listening to me explain this right now.
Getting fucking
completely with moistness.
Yeah, totally.
And I know they're grossed out, by the way. I even
with moistness.
Here's what we're going to do.
Ooh.
I'm going to bleep that.
Bleep it.
I wish you could bleep it from my fucking past. Yeah. I got moist with ooziness.
Mike, I got a date idea.
What is it? Tell me.
I want to traverse the West Village with you.
By foot?
Via foot.
Ooh, pedestrian style.
We're going to go pedestrian style. We're going to take an adventure and explore the West Village.
Ooh. What if I get thirsty?
I'm going to bring along a couple of Pinot Noirs. They come in a can, but they're from a small local vineyard. Ooh. And it's all gluten-free and straight vine to table.
Vine to can?
Vine to can.
Ooh.
It's vine to can, and then we're going to go. There's a pet store that I just, I love this pet store.
I came twice.
And there's a little dog, and he's like, yip, 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 yip. And we, you know, I want to introduce you to the dog. I actually named him.
What did you name your
dog? His name is Rufus.
Oh.
It's my favorite dog name. And so then we're going go to, and then we'll go to Joe's Pizza, because, like, what's a New York City date without Joe's Pizza?
Especially since we're walking.
And then
pizza is the walking food.
And
of
make
New
sure
York.
You wear your sneakers, your sneaks.
Sneak sneaks.
And right by Joe's is actually my apartment. So if we need to use the bathroom, or if you need to get fingered,
or at the same time.
At the same time.
What do you call that where you're from?
We call it the Purell.
Okay.
Because you're washing your hands.
I'm in.
This is the thing. It's so easy to sell a date.
Oh, yeah, totally. We've all been through it. I mean, we didn't have that. We didn't have cans of wine. There it is. That's
dude
the
dudes rock.
We didn't have that. We were like, you want to go kick rocks? We used to have a place called The Only Game in Town where we would go hit golf balls and like play miniature golf, and like you could like pretty much sneak on the mini golf course.
Even that,
and day, you could
ready?
Look like you're
play
playing
it again. Here's a dude's rock moment. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
So there's this.
I don't know why I talk like that.
There's this mini golf course that's outside of town.
Right outside of town.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm gonna bring some eco-friendly brown paper bags.
Ooh.
And we're gonna put a. I have this canned champagne.
Campaign?
Campaign.
Ooh.
And we're gonna like jump a fence to get on the mini golf course. And this is actually the mini golf course my parents met on.
Oh my god, already you're gonna bring me there?
Yeah, and they sell hot dogs. And they don't let you chew the hot dogs. You have to actually insert the hot dog down your throat because it's an adventure.
Oh, an
I
adventure?
I wanna explore your throat with these hot dogs.
Right outside of town?
Oh yeah.
Oh.
And then it's right near my parents' place, and we can stop there to use the bathroom, or I can finger you.
Oh, wow. Both?
Insane. Dudes rock.
Bad to the bone. I'm in, dude.
We got along super well. Had a lot of fun on both dates. Okay. So after our second day walking around the city drinking cans of wine, we went back to his place to watch Love is Blind. We started making out, and it turns out this guy has an absolutely insane body. I for sure have 10 to lose, but at the other times in my life, I've had more than 10 to lose and have always been self-conscious about my body. While we both agreed that we were both sevens that fit in with the contenders on Love is Blind, okay,
yeah.
I can't get out of my head about how in shape he is. Am I psyching myself out, or is this important? Do our bad relationships with our bodies get in the way of good relationships with people? Thanks for your advice and watching and recapping The Bachelor for me. So what do you think?
100% yes, our bad relationships with ourself get in the way of good relationships with other people.
Yes.
1,000,000%. That's yeah, the fucking that's the secret of life.
That's the line that speaks home to all of us.
All of us. And the fact that she sees that this early in her life is phenomenal. Figure that shit out. We're all dented cans.
I tweeted this way, way back when, and I've seen versions of it from other people out there. We're all just, yeah. Calm down, Feather Studios, calm down. We're all looking for someone whose parents fucked them up in a compatible way with the way our parents fucked us up.
Absolutely.
And that's really what it is. So,
absolutely.
Like, listen, I have this in my relationship where it's like, I have body issues, I'm the same way. I look at, you know, my girlfriend who's like fit and put together and also like grew up like kind of, you know, one shape her whole life. Like it wasn't like, listen, mm-hmm. We've all not fit into pants. But,
yeah.
You know, I think like, you know, she'll look at me and be like, why are you having, like, when I'm good, I'm having oatmeal and a shake in the morning, and I'm having my meal 3 hours later, mm-hmm. and then I'm having my other meal 3 hours later. And she'll look at me and she'll go, here's a perfect conversation. We had an argument. So I'm moving in with my girlfriend.
Okay.
We're moving in together. We're going to so I'm renting out my apartment, and then I'm moving with her to a new apartment.
Wow.
That we're going to have together.
That's awesome. You excited?
I'm excited. That's right. Huge announcement here on the J Train podcast.
That's big. Is this your first time saying this?
I said it last episode, but we didn't get into the explanation.
I want to hear this.
So, to me, like, I'm very excited, but even the way I said it, she'll get mad about.
Oh.
I'm not. We'll be getting. She's right. But, like, if you play back how I just said it, you go, are you excited? I go, yeah, I'm excited. Like, no one wants to hear someone say it that way, but I just know that there's a lot of work to get done. Like, I have to rent out my place. I have to move out. I have to move downtown. You know, it's like a whole...
Sure.
I'm not good at seeing the ending before all the things that get you to the end.
And if you were able to see your thoughts, you would see that the happiness was here instantly, but the thought process of, like, the logistics is long and spread out.
And that's all I can think
about. That's the hard part.
That's the hard part.
Absolutely.
And And, you know, I'm pumped. I'm excited. I'm excited for this kind of new version of our relationship. So Jess is like, there's a gym in the building. Are you going to join the gym in the building? And I'm like, I kind of like to leave the building.
Yeah, totally.
To get out. You know, we work from home.
Dude. Yeah, I'm could very easily a day goes away where you haven't talked to anyone.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's
and
fucking
I
crazy.
Wanna like, and I've noticed that with my fitness routine, I am a fatter person when I don't leave the apartment than when I do.
Absolutely.
Over years of my life and taking data points of going, oh, Jared, you are a healthier person when you leave the house to go to the gym. Mm-hmm. So I have to make that my process for being a healthy individual.
Absolutely.
She keeps looking at me going, well, why wouldn't you just join the gym at the building? Also, one of the doormen, he's a trainer. He'll train you. And I go, I write back to her. I'm like, I'm not getting trained by the doorman. I'm not doing that. I'm not going to see him every day and go and have him go, how's your weight doing?
No, yeah. And then you're standing around the corner, like fucking throating a chicken parm before you walk by your trainer.
Exactly.
Who happens to be your doorman.
Yeah. I don't want that relationship.
You got donut powder on your face.
Exactly. My relationship.
No, that's crazy.
And it's like that to her. She's like, well, he's a good trainer and he's right there.
Yeah.
That's where her relationship with the gym is very different than my relationship with the gym.
Sure.
My relationship with the gym is I just want to get it done, get in there. This is where I go to get out of my own head, not speak to people, mm-hmm. not see people that I'm around on a day-to-day basis, not talk to the person in the treadmill next to me. But you might see it differently than me.
Yeah.
And so she goes, you're such an asshole. You're such a... She's saying that I'm like an elitist because I won't go to the doorman trainer. And I'm like, no, I just don't want to fucking talk to this guy. And then she goes, later in the day, she goes, I was in the gym and the doorman walked in and was like, let me put you through a set. I go, that's my worst nightmare.
Yeah, that is terrible.
So,
and I don't want the doorman.
Can't wait to move in.
I don't want the doorman training my girl either.
I don't know.
It's a whole
other
thing. No, because then it's like it's a dialogue that, like, you know, you and her are walking in. It's just doorman is
you be
the only relationship I want with him. Did you get my packages? Phenomenal. Thank you.
Yeah.
Here's a big tip at the end of the year.
So now we're dealing with this whole thing. So, but my whole point
of bringing
that up is she's not speaking about health. Like, we're speaking two different languages on health and wellness.
Perception is reality is what the problem is. She sees it like you're being an elitist. Why don't you embrace the fact that we're going to be living together in this new building and we can do all this together, blah, 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 where you're like, my perception is just like, I just want to go alone.
I just want to get out of the house.
I hear that loud and clear, man.
So I'm saying to her, we all get in our own way with our own shit. Mm-hmm. I got mad at her, and then we talk about it. And I said to her, I go, stop pushing the gym on me.
Yeah.
Stop. And I said to her, I go, I'm not going in the building. And she kept texting me, but I go, enough.
Yeah.
Not going to happen. Okay? So what I'm saying to her and what I'm saying to this emailer, it's your problem. And it's about communicating your problem when that should come and owning that vulnerability.
Yeah,
and I said to my girlfriend, I go, listen, I need to get out of the apartment. It's not about your gym. It's not about... So for now, this is two dates in. She's just noticing he has a hot body. He's in the bed with you. He's attracted to you.
Yeah. And also she's like, I already she starts off describing herself like, I could lose 10 pounds. You don't have to.
No.
Be happy with who you are.
You being plus 10 pounds is the reason he got hard.
Yeah. Who knows? Yeah, you don't worry about the past of whatever.
He might be looking at you going, I'll have the abs, you bring the ass.
Yeah, totally.
I don't give a shit.
Absolutely.
Everyone is someone's foot. There are guys masturbating to feet online, okay?
Yeah.
You're someone's foot. So that goes into this category of advice, but also...
Big girls got the best pussy.
That's right.
I'm going for a fact.
That's right.
So true.
What I'm saying, you know, what we're both kind of saying here is, listen, his body's his body.
Yeah, get over it.
Get over it.
Yeah, or
your body's
him up.
Your body. You're going to have to deal with it in your own way. Understand that these are two emotional, emotionally like crazy things that you're both dealing with. And he has abs for a crazy reason, too. You think people who go to the gym every day and count to 10 over 100 times are sane people?
No, he's got abs because he's single. Get into a relationship with this guy and in 6 months write back and say how his body is now. He's going to have 10 that he can lose, too.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're sponsor people. Most of us have found out the hard way. Getting into debt is easy. Getting out of debt is hard, especially if your credit score isn't great. Thankfully, now there's Upstart.com. The revolutionary lending platform that lets you knows you're more than just your credit score and offers smarter interest rates to help you pay off high interest credit card debt. Here's what Upstart does, okay? You have debt, you have money out there that you want to figure out how to pay at a better rate quicker. Okay? That's the goal with any debt. How do I pay this at a better rate quicker, okay? So you might have multiple debts that you can consolidate into one, but checking your credit score costs you.
It does.
Let me read this so I don't want to get it wrong.
It's as important.
This is important. When you check your credit score,
they're like, don't check it. Don't check this shit every day. It fucks it up.
It can fuck it up.
Also, that's neurotic behavior.
Did they take that part out of the fucking thing?
No, it's in there.
Is it in there?
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't affect your credit score. You don't want to affect your credit
score. It does. That's the thing. Like, I'm like, what? You can't. I get these emails. We don't need to even say the companies. Your credit score's up doesn't say. If I click it every time, it's going to, like, fuck it up.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. It's if you have multiple debts, you can go to Upstart. You can get it all in one place, and you can combine the rates to find out what rate you're paying for all that debt. And if it's lower than that debt rate, then it's a no-brainer. But to check it, you go Upstart goes beyond the traditional credit score. They actually reward you based on your education and job history in the form of smarter rates. They make it fast, simple, and easy to check your rate. Since it's just a soft pull, it won't affect your credit score. So you can check it without checking it. That's a big deal. The hard pull happens if you accept your rate. The best part, once the loan is approved and accepted, most people get their funds the very next business day, the next day. Over 400,000 people have used Upstart to pay off credit cards or meet their financial goals. Free yourself from the burden of high-interest credit card debt by consolidating everything into one monthly payment with Upstart. Here's the thing. There's no hurt to go look at it.
Right.
Go investigate. If you have debt, you got to check out Upstart. See why Upstart is ranked top rank in their category with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot, and hurry to upstart.com/jtrain to find out how low your Upstart rate is. Checking your rate only takes a few minutes. That's upstart.com/jtrain, upstart.com/jtrain. We are also sponsored by Quip. Love Quip.
Dude, I have three of them.
They're great.
They're the best.
And Quip, the makers of the electric toothbrush that wants you to know that the one only single rule that matters most for your dental care, simply, if you have good habits, you will have good, healthy teeth. So what's a good habit? That means brushing for 2 minutes twice a day and flossing regularly. Quip makes brushing your teeth simple, starting with an electric toothbrush, refillable floss, and anti-cavity toothpaste. Quip's electric toothbrush has sensitive sonic vibration. I'm not going to read this whole thing. Here's what I'm
going to say. It's amazing.
Here's the thing about Quip. You're not brushing for 2 minutes. I know that for a fact. If you're out there listening to this podcast, go take a timer on your phone and time yourself next time you brush your teeth.
Yeah,
you're going to get to 15 seconds and you're going to go, that wasn't an hour?
Dude, washing your hands for 20 seconds is fucking forever.
You don't even realize how long that is.
It's crazy.
Quip has a timer, so you click it, and every 30 seconds gives you a little click and lets you know, switch the quadrant, switch the quadrant, switch the quadrant. That's the thing. I love that Quip takes out of your brain the deficiencies that we all have where we don't know what we're doing to get healthy. When someone says do 20 push-ups, you do 20. When someone says do as many push-ups as you can, you do 2.
10,000 steps is now a thing.
Exactly.
You know? Who gives a fuck before? I never thought about it.
And if you go to getquip.com/jtrain, that's getquip.com/jtrain right now, you'll get your first refill free. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/jtrain. GETQUIP.com/jtrain. Quip, the good habits company. Whoo. Let's do some more emails. You ready?
Let's do it.
Here with Mike Fenoya, at Mike Fenoya on Instagram. Go, 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 4-8 at the Bray Improv. He's got a new podcast, Still Chasing, on Spotify. Go, go, go. Shared House Nightmare. I've been seeing my boyfriend for a few months now. We're 26 and 28, living in the city. Things are going very well. I honestly don't think either of us has any complaints so far, which is great. And I could definitely see myself marrying him. That being said, there's this one thing that's got me a little on edge. He was hooking up with a girl on and off for a couple years. I met him this past summer, and at that point, I believe they were still occasionally hooking up, but he said looking back, he was never going to date her. He had every chance to and chose me the second we met me. He did unveil last weekend that she still has feelings for him, but there's nothing he can do about it. She's not a true threat to our relationship, in my opinion, because he's never done anything to indicate her feelings are requited. Can't believe she just used requited.
Yeah, really.
She's in... What's that?
Mr. Belay over here.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones fan.
I have my own things. She's in his friend group, and he really hasn't spoken to her much about her. So I'm kind of assessing this from the outside with minimal context. This summer, his friends want to get a lake house with her and her friends for the 4th of July. Mm. I told him it makes me uncomfortable the thought of them hanging out drunk in a house together when I'm not there. Even if they're in separate rooms and he has zero bad intentions, he said he doesn't have to go if I don't want him to. I told him he can stay with me and my friends because we'll go to this one place every summer and I'm not paying for an Airbnb. We have someone's family home we're staying at. He said he would let me know. We hadn't talked about it at all in this. We hadn't talked about this in a week until today. He mentioned his friends is asking for a headcount and wanted to know if I wanted to go in on it with him and his friends, this girl and her friends. I said, no, thanks. I already have a place, but didn't express to him that I am upset he's going through with staying at a house with a girl he used to fuck who's still very much obsessed with him. I preciously told him. Can you Google the definition of preciously?
You're sure that's the spelling?
Preciously.
Preciously.
Give it a goog.
Yeah.
Give it a goog.
That's preciously. And that's not a word, I don't think.
Told him. Precious is a word.
Precious
is
a person.
I guess she's saying I carefully told him.
Yeah. Delicate. Delicately.
Delicately told. Delicately.
Maybe she meant precisely.
Precisely. All right. That it makes me uncomfortable. The reason I didn't say anything is because he has a big day at work tomorrow.
Oh, I didn't think she was going to say big day.
Oh, I precautiously told him I thought it makes me uncomfortable.
Preciously. Adjective.
He's got a big old day at work tomorrow.
Of high price or great value.
Yeah, either way,
The reason I didn't say anything is because... Just write an email the way you'd say it to me.
The American people are tired of women.
Where did that come from?
It's a speech. Afterwards, he was like, "Are tired of women not being treated well."
American people are tired of false clips.
The reason I didn't say anything is because he has a big day at work tomorrow and I don't want to stress him out. Not to mention the fact that he asked me in front of other people, so I didn't want to get into it. Yeah, that sucks. Ooh. I don't know how to handle this situation or if it's a big deal because I do trust him and understand he wants to be with his friends. In his perfect world, I would stay at the house too and not have any issues with this girl, but I'm not interested in getting to know her. And honestly, I don't feel like I should have to. She is in his life still, though, and I assume this type of situation is going to keep coming up. My question is, do I tell him not to stay at the house? I can't stand the thought of being one of those controlling girlfriends, though. If I don't say anything, I'm going to be stressed out, wondering what's going on. Is she trying to hook up with him? Is she flirting with her? Am I being played? I've been cheated on in the past, so I'm certainly not naive. You might say to just go stay at the house. It's only one weekend, but I have other friends visiting me. It would be a huge imposition to add another 5 girls to their house, and also I don't think there's enough room for all of us. SOS, Jared, what should I do? Do you have any thoughts?
Yeah, I do. After
that email, the boyfriend's got this old girl that he used to hook up with that's in the friend group. They're doing a lake house for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted her to come, and she doesn't want to go. She's got other plans, but also he's going to be hanging out with a girl he used to hook up with who he has been open about is still into him.
Right. So here's the thing. I see both sides. I see both sides. I think this guy is like, if you trust me, you'll realize that I don't want anything to do with her. I'm good with us. Let's just go have fun. It's a lake house. There's a million other friends. She's not seeing the other friends. She's seeing this one chick. You know what I mean? The girl he hooked up with. But if she says, I don't want you to go, then he's going to be like, well, she's fucking, like, she doesn't trust me.
Yeah.
She's, like, telling me what to do only a couple months into the relationship.
And she doesn't want to do that. I respect.
Right, yeah, I see
that. I understand the position, the precarious position.
The preciously?
Nice. Right. Dude's rock.
That's right. Play that. Play that.
Precarious.
The precarious position.
Dude decision. It's a fucked up.
So because of the woman who doesn't want to be the controlling person that also wants her feelings to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not wrong. You can't tell someone how to feel. She feels badly. I understand why she feels badly about this. She's not wrong.
Right.
She's been with this guy. This girl is out there and is approaching him, and he's got a, you know, and he has a history with her. He's obviously been attracted to her at one point.
Yeah, and so, they're going to be booze. Lake house parties are always crazy.
Here's
what
That's always fun. Here's my problem, and the answer is always in the emails. Okay? She wrote something very specific, and what I would be upset most about, and I think she's missing it. She's like, I don't want... The argument isn't you're going to a house with a girl you used to fuck. The argument is you've put me in a position where I have to be your mom. Because she writes this, I told him he can stay... She writes, he has zero bad intentions. He said he doesn't have to go if I don't want him to.
I mean...
That's not asking.
Right.
That's you saying... Mommy, can I go? You're putting her in the position to be the bad guy. That is not fair to her.
Yeah, it's a good point. Instead I wouldn't have thought of it that way. Well, but you're right.
And,
yeah.
And then he writes, she writes, the reason I didn't say anything is because he has a big day at work tomorrow. I don't want to stress him out. I do trust him. I understand he wants to be with his friends. In a perfect world, I would go to the house. No, there was something else. He mentioned his friends is asking for a headcount and wants to know if I would go on it, in on it with him and his friends, the girl and her friends. I said, no, thanks, and I already have a place. But I didn't expect him that, express to him that I'm upset. He's going through with it. The reason I didn't say anything is because and I didn't want to stress him out, not to mention that he asked me in front of other people.
Yeah.
So both times... He's not put it in. He's not had the discussion with her, the uncomfortable conversation of, hey, I really want to go. Like, it's one thing if he'd gone to her and been like, hey, my friends are all doing a lake house. That girl's going to be there. I really want to go hang out with my friends.
Yeah.
I know you already have plans, because he didn't ask. He knew that she already had plans and knew that she wouldn't want to go. So he put him in a position of going, well, you're already doing your thing. Do you mind if I go? And it's like, and then he fake invited her. Instead of having the conversation of going to her and going, hey,
yeah,
I know it's uncomfortable, but my friends are going to be there, and I really want to go with them.
See, I'm giving this kid, the way I looked at it was I was giving this kid the benefit of the doubt, and he was so innocent
that
in front of other people, he was like, oh, yeah, we're going to do this late. Oh, and then like, but probably in the back of his mind, he's like, fuck, that other chick's going to be there. I shouldn't, you know? And
nobody,
he's like, if you don't want to go, you don't have to go. But
nobody is above.
It's an awkward situation.
Nobody's above emotional intelligence. And he has
no, but people are impulsive, and well, people don't like. I think that if you're not guilty, you act on impulse.
But
you understand
girl,
what I mean? If you're following your instinct,
I understand that. But at the same time, the minute you decide to be boyfriend girlfriend with someone, girlfriend boyfriend,
yeah, you gotta have other people's.
You have other people's. You're responsible for other people's feelings. Mm-hmm. You're responsible for that person that you see on a daily, weekly, monthly basis, whatever it is.
Right.
So. For me, she can't feel it this much and him feel it zero.
Yeah.
So on a spectrum, he's got to be within, he's not 100% away, but he might be 10% away.
Yeah, yeah.
So that means he's putting her in a position where he knows he's using her emotional against her. So I would, if I'm her, I would go to him and say, hey, you're going on this trip. I understand you want to go. I just wish you would have approached me like adults.
See, that's cool. I think that if she's going to go approach him, just like anything in life, you have to have your goal in mind. Don't just go flying in there like
The goal is
be
you
like,
speak
know
to
what
me.
You want. Like, know that, like, listen, moving forward, I love dating you, whatever, but like, this thing makes me uncomfortable. Like,
yeah.
I don't want you to. So just like moving forward, like, go with your friends, go ahead, whatever.
The
but
way
just,
you went about, I think the what she says, I don't mind if you go.
It's not the action, it's what led up to it.
Exactly.
I see what you're saying.
So,
yeah,
like,
I'm with you on that.
Like,
yeah.
Listen, I trust you. I don't. If you end up leaving me for this girl, I'm still a great girl, and I'm going to find someone great.
Yeah,
I don't.
She's
need
got
you.
Her friends anyway to do her thing with. So,
that's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going with my friends. I'm going to have a good time. You go with your friends. Have a great time. But next time, why don't you talk to me like an adult and have an uncomfortable conversation about, hey, this person's going to be there. I know you're going to. It's going to be weird, but I love you, and I'm going to go. But I hope you're okay. You know, I just want to let you know this is my plan.
Yeah, totally. Have you had that situation before where, like, your friends and your ex end up being like a thing?
I haven't really, but also I've been in the position where I've done what the guy's doing.
Yeah, totally.
I should be upset that I fucked her. You should be upset that I had a laugh with her.
You're right. I've had many laughs with many women.
Yeah, you got to make your brain come.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're sponsor people. MeUndies. MeUndies. Who else is overwhelmed with adulting?
Me.
Right? Every month, there are bills to pay, a never-ending to-do list. One thing you can't live without is clean underwear, so why not adult with Undies membership?
I'm trying to be a girl boss over here.
That's right, Shelby. Here's the quickest way to girl boss them. A membership with MeUndies. It's fun and you'll get responsible adult perks like site-wide savings, free shipping, and new undies delivered to your door each month. Here's what the thing is. You do not want to think about your underwear. That's the goal. Have these things on subscription basis so that you don't have to go, I got to go to the underwear store. I got holes in my underwear. I can't find a new underwear. I got all these old underwear. I got nothing to wear. Nothing's clean out of the dryer. So here's what you do. You start a little bit of an underwear program.
When regimen. You put on one of those new pairs.
Ooh, new man.
Feel good. So that's the thing. You get on a regimen. You get on a program where you're throwing away old underwear, bringing in the new underwear. You're like... You're on that conveyor belt. You're Lucy.
Yeah. It's like shutting off your phone and turning it back on. It's
that's
a new life.
New life, new you, new month, new undies. MeUndies is the way to do that, okay? And they don't just make undies. They make loungewear and all the same fun patterns you love. Plus, if you're a single dude or girl and you pull down your pants and all of a sudden it's a fun MeUndies design, that's the punchline on the joke you've been waiting to tell all night. Fun.
And girls, it's not like they got all types of styles, not all patterns. Not, I mean,
yeah. Boy shorts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the can of wine when you're walking around the city. That's what makes it sweet.
Ooh, so sweet. I know you hear a lot about MeUndies ads on your podcast life, but that's because they're looking for true undie domination, okay? To get 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/JTrain. That's MeUndies.com/JTrain. 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 Here with Mike Fenoia, @MikeFenoia. Let's do one more email. Is that cool?
Yeah, dude. I hope we're helping the world, man.
I think we are.
I love doing this podcast. It's so fun to...
Thank you, man.
I love the...
We're helping the world's problems.
Thank you very much.
I like, listen, follow, and subscribe to all your work. I also share on the IG stories. Love you, the guests, and Shelf. Thank you. I recently matched with a guy on Hinge. He's 30. I'm 28. He's a single father. Against my better judgment and your advice, I agreed to date even though he's new to town. Yeah, I guess that's advice I've given in the past. New to town guy, he's looking to spread seed. He relocated here to Phoenix for work as the day of our second date rolled around. I got the below text around lunchtime. All right, I'll read the text. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the day of the second date rolled around. Here's the text around lunch.
Day of.
This was at 1:50 p.m., late lunch. Hey, so this isn't easy for me. Between school, new job, new state, and my daughter and everything I have going on, I don't have time to date. I want to and wish I could, but I realize that I could not give a great woman like you the attention and time you deserve. My courses for the next nine are extremely time-consuming because of being math-based and me not being good at math, I will need to tutor a bit. You should see an English teacher, too.
Me not good at much.
I'm not saying wait 2 months as great as that would be, but you deserve so much more than I can currently offer, and I realize that today as I struggle to make get ahead for tonight. I don't have enough hours in a day until I pass these classes. I think you're beautiful and amazing, but I feel like we could be great, and I don't want to sabotage that by being half involved and giving half my attention. I'm sorry, but I hope after that time period we can talk if you don't find someone else. She writes back, I understand entirely, and I appreciate you taking my feelings into consideration. I obviously don't want to be an added stress to anything you have going on by any means. Sometimes the timing just isn't in the cards. I would definitely love to pick things back up if the timing in the universe allows. Who knows? Maybe you'll find someone first. You never know. And he writes, thank you. You're just so amazing, and I know I can make you happy, but not half of me. That's not fair to you. If I find someone, it will likely be KY Jelly, LOL. Ugh. This is the move.
Get him out of here.
Yeah, really. What a fucking dad. He's already a dad.
He was already on the edge being a fucking douche. Like, this whole, like, here's the thing. When guys end they have to make you a queen and them dirt.
Yeah, totally.
So that you can walk on top of them with your heels. And
this man was a bona fide scrub.
And he gets to that. And he could have. He was already doing it.
It should have ended two texts ago.
And he goes, if I find someone likely to be KY Jelly, LOL. It's like, if I find someone, it's going to be my blow-up doll, KY Jelly, and some soft urban music, and a little bit of candle in the wind, and a bubble bath, because I like to fuck my blow-up doll in the bubble. Like, what if you just kept going? And he writes, I want you. I just want you. So this doesn't sound good. If I find someone, it will likely be KY Jelly, LOL. I want you. I just want you to have me too. You're not stressful just trying to be 100% for everything is.
Yeah.
And he writes again, you're so sweet and funny and smart and sexy. You're amazing. And then she wrote back, KY Jelly, laughing emoji, skull emoji for meaning dead. Don't play along with this shit.
Yeah, she just doesn't want it to end.
She writes,
screaming.
Yeah, screaming, cackling. She writes, I told you there's something about you and it's honestly worth waiting for. Oh, no.
What the fuck?
He writes, that's not fair either. Don't wait. If you find someone who makes you happy, run with it. But if you don't, just know in a little bit there's someone who's going to pull 100% into you.
Oh, pull into you?
And she writes, haha, I mean, I'm not going to wait, but also I'm not very active out there either. Sweating emoji. And then she writes, you want to take your... new boss to that game, LOL. I did buy those tickets, those for you. And he writes, fuck, completely forgot about that. I'll just send you money for them. Now I feel like shit even more. Okay.
Whoa.
A powerful conversation you can't miss.
She's buying him tickets to a game before the second date.
I don't know. And then she writes, I thought it was nice to finally have been let down early, easy rather than ghosted. And a follow-up on the tickets, I'm still considering whether or not I should sell them or find a friend to go work. It's for a hockey game. My question is, am I leftovers? Did he keep the door open with the roundabout comment about waiting 2 months? In my mind, he just talked a big game and was hoping I'd just put out. Because why else would you be on the apps if you aren't ready? If he comes back around, should I trust him?
That's a term I used to hear, like growing up, but not anymore. Put out.
Right?
Yeah. Like you don't hear that.
You don't hear that a lot.
No.
Due to the implications. You're right.
She putting out?
Yeah.
Yeah. She puts not, out. Wow. I haven't heard that in forever.
It's been a while. Wow. What do you think? Do you think this is a move or do you think he's being honest?
I don't think he. I think there's more to this, dude. She's buying tickets to a hockey game before their second date. He's got a kid. Just fucking count your blessings, cut your losses, just move on. This is nuts. I think he's full of shit. I think she's looking for... This is just weird. They're both...
What's the movie? Is it Wet Hot American Summer, where like the two people spend the whole movie talking about what their relationship would be?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's
That's
that.
What this kind of sounds
yeah,
like.
Yeah, this is too much, this is, man.
It's like... Here's the thing. He could have just written, hey, I had a great time. I'm not... looking to date right now. I thought we had so much fun and such a connection.
But
the timing's not right. I hope I can call on you when the timing is right. But if that doesn't happen, I wish you the best of luck. That's the text that she would take as he's blowing me off. He's not attracted. Mm-hmm. That text could very well be sent with the idea of, no, I really do mean that.
Yeah.
His text is so much
over the top. Great woman.
And the KY Jelly part, the what guys do a lot, and we're not very smart and we're not very graceful.
Smooth.
Not smooth. And this text is a perfect example of that. Is bring up something sex adjacent.
Mm-hmm.
She will grab onto it. If she laughs and likes that sex adjacent thing, she's thinking of sex.
Yeah.
And I can get maybe sex in the future. So what I'm saying to her is, I'm not going to tell you, like, this could never be the guy. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's unlikely. I'm saying you have to stop texting with him now. Stop.
And that's, yeah.
Because what if you keep texting with him about KY Jelly, at some point he's trying to build up trust to then have sex with you without putting in the work and effort. What I think happened, they went on one great date. Mm-hmm. I think they went on a date where they made out at the end. We don't know. I'm just going on.
Yeah.
They went on one great date. Great enough where she's like, I'm buying tickets.
I'm buying tickets.
They talked about hockey and how much they both love hockey. That's right. We're going to center ice. We're going to go to the Zamboni. It's going to be great.
Around.
So they're talking on the date. They're having a great connection. He brings up his daughter. She brings up, she loves hockey. They make out on a street corner. He knows he just has enough time for that date and fucking.
Mm-hmm.
He knows he doesn't have enough time for that date, fucking, and more dates.
Yeah, he's got to get his kids some friends. He's got a lot to do.
So he went home with the KY jelly, and he was like, let me think on this for a second. He popped one off, and then he goes, ugh, I don't want to.
This is going to be a lot of work.
A lot of work.
Yeah, that's what I think, a lot of work.
And he bailed, but he also wanted to let you know that he would fuck.
Right. If you just want to have fun, if you just want to have fun every now and then.
Which is
what we would, I mean, that's just the universal statement.
Sure.
That might as well just be in the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, sure.
All men. If you want to just have fun, we're all for it.
All men are created equal and ready to bang whenever you're ready on a moment's notice.
Right, exactly.
So what I'm saying to her is,
let it go.
Let it go. Stop texting with him. He can come back to you, but it's got to be with. Here's the date, time, and place.
Yeah.
But if he comes back to you over the next few months, he does have enough time to text you. He does have enough time to text you about KY Jelly.
Yeah, and if he calls himself the Jelly Man or whatever, just fucking get rid of that number, change your number. I don't know. I feel like also you're dealing with someone with some baggage. New city, a kid.
It's not let you down easy. It's let you down to know he's down.
Right, exactly. Whoa, that's nice.
Yeah. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Mike Fenoia, thank you for coming on.
Dude, it's always a pleasure. I love you, buddy.
At Mike Fenoia. Go, go, go. So funny, so hilarious. MikeFenoia.com. April 8th at the Brea Improv. He's got a podcast series on Spotify that you can listen to right now called Still Chasing. Fire it up right now. This is the new direction of podcast, mini-series, fun,
bingeable,
smart people talking about passionate items. Shelby, thank you for popping on.
Thanks for having me.
At Classic Shelb on Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat. I am Jared Freed. We're here every Tuesday and Friday. Keep spreading the word. Keep telling your friends. Keep telling people about the show. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We'll be back next episode. Boom.